This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And wow, last night, the debate.
Wow.
Mark, you said you sat through the entire thing.
Yeah, nearly, like, you know, go get a beverage kind of situation, but it was nonstop. There were no ads, you know, so...
And Tyler, you sat through the entire thing as well.
I did. I had a watch party online with some friends, and so we were commenting the whole time. It was a good time.
So, Mark, what is your takeaway from the nonsense?
Well, I have three of them. So I did sit through the 90-minute commercial for the Joe Jorgensen campaign, and I've never been so happy that a Libertarian candidate was excluded from the debate, because Joe Jorgensen being on that stage would have just been awful for her. I mean, you can't wrestle two pigs and not end up muddy.
Yeah.
Number two, I think that Chris Wallace deserves the Congressional Medal of Freedom for putting up with that crap. And I think that, honestly, the reason I sat down, I took the time, I made sure, was I thought for sure that this train wreck between these two crooked old perverts would be a lot funnier, and it wasn't. Like, it was just awful. It wasn't funny, it wasn't interesting, none of it. It was just awful.
Yeah.
Overall, it was funny, but no. From the bits and pieces I saw, there was no actual funny part. No, right. I expected it to be one of the most glorious debates ever. Sad, it's sad, and it's tragic that, you know, what happened last night, one of those two people is going to be the president of the most powerful country in the world. And everyone seems
to be.
Well,
one of them is.
Yeah, right. One of them already is, yep.
I mean, what Joe Biden showed, for one thing, is he could not handle a belligerent head of state.
That is a good point. You know, what's funny about it is it's two old men bickering, and they're trying to talk over each other, and that part is amusing until, like you said, you realize that they're trying to figure out who's going to run the free world, right? And it doesn't look promising in either direction, like, at all. And, you know... I think Trump could have probably just let Biden made himself look bad, right? He was already stumbling over his words. He was slow to respond. He didn't need to be so aggressive. But then ultimately, a lot of people are saying that he's picking up poll numbers in minority groups, like Latino communities and African-American communities, actually like Trump for having been so aggressive. So it's kind of interesting to think that, like, Maybe this is the future of presidential debates. They're not going to try and plead the case to the masses anymore of why vote for me. What they're trying to do is just rile up their base. Like, Trump doesn't care if he gets new voters because he knows he's not going to persuade anyone this late in the game. Maybe he just wants to get his base really fired up and get them out there so they can be active for him.
Well, on that subject, who is his base? Because he was asked point blank last night to disavow white supremacy, and I can't help but notice he didn't.
Well,
ask me to disavow white supremacy, I abhor white supremacy.
Right. So he was getting badgered the entire time through it. Deny it, deny it, deny it. Right? Like, he never had a chance to do anything. And then they moved on. Right?
No,
like,
there was never... he tried to dodge the question. They pointed him back.
Asked for some clarity. Because exactly what do you mean when you say white supremacy, when you're asking me to disavow it? This is, you know, some of the difficulty. So, you know, what do you mean? And
I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, that's
supremacy
why,
of white people.
That's why he asked for a name. And then he got the name Proud Boys, which makes me laugh because
he wasn't given a name.
Yeah, Proud Boys was mentioned.
Well, Joe Biden threw out Proud Boys during that whole
thing. The Proud Boys are not racist.
They're not white supremacists. There's a ton of minorities in Proud Boys.
Right. There's no evidence of that. So then you've got the Democrats all like, oh, the Proud Boys, and they're all right. They're the same as Chris Cantwell. Hitler's coming. God. I mean, it's just so, you know, the oh dear, Rhett, my goodness, that man would not say white supremacy. He would even admit that white supremacy exists. I mean, these are dog whistles, right, for the both sides.
No, the dog whistle was in not disavowing white supremacy.
The dog whistle was on the other side because at this point...
No, it wasn't. It was a very simple, very straightforward question. Will you disavow white supremacy? Donald Trump didn't do it.
He's done it multiple times. He doesn't have to do it on cue like a puppy that does tricks. Yeah. Okay?
Why not?
Because he's not your dog!
He wants to be the president! He is my dog!
He is the president, and no, he's not! You don't understand what the president does. The president tells our asses what to do, not vice versa.
Let him try, Mark.
I'm just saying.
If he disavows white supremacy every single time it gets brought up, it makes it look like he's actually in control of these white supremacist groups. He's not. Like, nobody likes that white supremacists support them. It just so happens they pick things to support, right? And he knew Joe Biden was never going to answer the question about Antifa. Chris Wallace didn't even ask Joe Biden about it. He moved on after asking Trump that question, and then Biden's response was, Antifa's just an idea, it's not an organization, and it's like, come
on. Which is
on.
Correct, we talked about this last
week. White supremacy's an idea, it's not an organization.
National socialism is just socialists that are nationalists. What's the problem with it? And then 6 million Jews die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say one is one and the other isn't.
Look, if I had issues with Antifa, I would disavow them.
I disavow Antifa right here. I have no problem doing it.
Are you a fascist?
And I disavow white supremacy. I don't care what people's color is.
I need you to calm down, dude.
I'm just saying that all this stuff is nuts. This whole...
What's nuts is having a president who won't disavow white supremacy.
He did it multiple times.
He did it last night.
He didn't do it on cue for you the way you wanted it done.
No,
he didn't. He told the Proud Boys to stand down and stand back.
No, he said stand by.
Okay, fine.
And then he immediately started talking about how big of a problem Antifa was. And you want to stand there and defend that and say, it's not that big a deal.
What's not that big of a deal?
So you side with Trump on this, effectively.
I side with Trump that he did not, that the question wasn't out answered.
I mean, you're basically parroting Trump
asked,
here.
Well,
I asked you about white supremacy, and what did you do? You immediately jumped to Antifa.
This is the point. No, you brought
you
up
did.
Antifa. This is the point that I'm trying to make, is that Trump was badgered.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was asked one question.
Never got. Well, that's not the way it was. It wasn't like, here's the question, now answer. He asked for some clarity, and then Biden jumps in, and then Wallace jumps in.
Biden jumped in to tell him to answer the question.
Answer the question.
Because
answer the
Trump
question.
Tried dodging the question. That's not being badgered. That's being held to a debate.
I think it was biased against Trump. I think Joe Biden got softball questions, but I don't even think any of the questions were really that relevant. Like, why was nuclear energy never brought up during the debate? And why was health care barely brushed upon? Like, Trump could point out that he's bringing down drug prices, and they barely let him talk on that, and then Joe Biden never brought up anything about health care. You know, that's the thing with these debates now, is that it's just about what people are talking about on the internet. Like the whole white supremacy thing, to me, that's just like a boogeyman, right? And like, you know, Antifa's the one. I mean, and let's not get into whether
we literally know a white supremacist who was just sentenced.
He
to
had a point.
Prison, so I don't know how either of you can say it's a non-issue.
Well, I think what I'm saying is I think when you look at the news right now, you don't see a bunch of white supremacists out there flipping cop cars and burning down private property and causing problems in the inner cities, and he tried to point that out and they didn't let him. I'm not saying white supremacy is not a problem. I'm saying that, like, out of all the issues that the president needs to be talking about during the debate, or the potential president as well, there's a lot more serious issues that aren't being brought up, and that's what bothered me. The whole thing is a dog and pony show. It's just a circus act at this point, and it's really sad.
I agree with that assessment. There are definitely more important things to be discussed.
Right. I mean, like, white supremacy doesn't touch the vast majority of Americans' lives. If it does touch your life, I suspect it touches it in a very important way for you, but I suspect it doesn't touch very many people's lives in reality. Whereas, you know, things like healthcare, COVID, nuclear energy, I'd love to hear a politician talk about that, because none of them do so well.
Yeah, they all seem to dodge it on both sides. It's weird.
It's the greenest form of energy out there, and then suddenly we can't have it and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the government shouldn't be involved in what types of energy private companies can utilize and which ones they can't.
Does the government really need to be involved in people's view of race? I mean,
that's
ultimately.
A fair point too.
No, I'm not saying he should outlaw white supremacy either.
Yeah, I don't think he should. But
all I wanted was for him to answer the question.
I understand. And I think that if you'll go back and watch it, that there's a lot of badgering going on. And then they just move on. That he never really had a chance to answer the question. And he's answered it before. So I am unmoved. If I thought for a second that Trump was an actual white supremacist, that would make an entirely different thing. But no, I don't think that he called the Charlottesville people, you know, white supremacists, good people. He said there are good people on both sides of a march. You know,
I'm not saying he's a white supremacist.
I don't think you think he is.
I'm saying that clearly he did not disavow them. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, who is here? Aria, Tyler, and Mark. Sorry. I mean, for like the last 6 months, every time I did a show, it was Aria, Ian, and then third name.
Yes.
So, but if you have a WordPress website and you sell stuff and you run WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV, that is a lot of different types of Bitcoin. Now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com to set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses, then enable the AnyPay plugin in WooCommerce. That's it. And then suddenly your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPay Inc. That's AnyPayInc.com. Now, we're talking about the debate last night. And let's just go to it. Let's rehash what happened.
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say
they
need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you prepared
to
do specifically?
That, but
do
it. Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
He wants to see peace.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right
like
me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right wing.
He tells the Proud Boys to stand by.
Stand back and stand by.
And then he immediately says, someone has to do something about Antifa. That was almost a command to the Proud Boys to do something about Antifa.
I did not view it that way.
Stand by.
Stand back.
Someone needs to do something about Antifa. That's a pretty clear command.
He was asked to say stand down, right? So then he said stand back and stand by, which are a lot like stand down, especially
stand by is very different. Stand by
is a badgered old man.
Wait for your next instruction.
I understand.
You're former military, right?
Yeah.
Stand by.
I'll take that. I will. I'll even say that might have been, like some kind of like concession to the Proud Boys on Trump's part, maybe, right? But here's the thing. The Proud Boys aren't even white supremacists, right? They're just a right-wing activist group. And the problem that I have is that they're asking Trump to tell the Proud Boys not to get involved, even though the Proud Boys have been involved at a very minimal level when you look at all this, the rioting and looting that's been going on from the left. And he's trying to point that out. Why should he have to tell these guys to stand down when Biden hasn't even said anything about Antifa? And the other thing that bothers me is the fact that Chris Wallace just never let him talk. If he didn't say exactly what Chris Wallace wanted him to say, he was going to keep interrupting him, and that's what he did.
Well, I mean, Trump interrupted him while he was asking the question.
Again, this was a show, I think, is probably the best way to describe this.
For sure.
However, if this is the thing we're going to focus on, I'd just go ahead and say, let's quantify property damage done by the left wing and the right wing in the last 6 months.
I mean, both of you are basically saying, yes, Trump is bad, but Hillary's worse, so I'm voting for Trump.
I'm not.
White supremacy is bad. The rioting is also bad. I don't know why either of you are having a hard time saying that.
A lot of the white supremacy, a lot of the rioters.
Why are we discussing about Antifa when the question is explicitly about disavowing white supremacy?
A lot of people who are rioting believe that white supremacy is going on right now, and their ways of articulating it are substandard. Now, maybe there is.
We're not talking about riots. We're talking about disavowing white supremacy.
That's what you're talking about.
That's what the question was literally about.
But I think that, the question was, you've said a lot about Joe Biden saying things about Antifa, but you, will you be willing to tonight? Sure.
It's bias framing is what
he says. Sure, he's willing to, but then he didn't do it.
I don't know why he didn't he has to write this down verbatim the way that you want it written down, then sign his name to it. I mean, he said sure, then he told
I'm willing to do this is not the same as doing it. You understand that, right?
It's darn close to it,
but it's not, because there's no actual action there. I can say, sure, I'm willing to come out to your house and cut your grass, Mark. That doesn't mean I'm going to come out to your house and cut the grass.
Disavowing isn't like coming out to my house and cutting the grass. It takes a lot less time. So you can just say, sure, and be done with it.
Trump said he
but
wanted.
But that's not disavowing.
To him, it is inconsequential because he has done it
multiple
times.
Did you not hear the question, are you willing to do this? And Trump said, sure, I'm willing to do it. But he didn't do it.
He did. He asked,
he told the Proud Boys to stand down and stand by. Someone needs to do something about Antifa.
Wait a second.
He literally gave them a command.
Yeah. All right.
There's no other way to interpret it. I don't think he meant to. I don't think he meant to. But that's literally what he said. We can play it again if you need to hear.
Stand back is not an action to move forward, right? It's
no,
the opposite.
Stand by. Someone needs to do something about
Antifa.
Stand
back
is 100% a command.
All right. So what Trump did was he asked, all right, what name of what group do you want me to disavow?
They weren't asking him
and
to
then
disavow
there was this cluster F that went on for 15 seconds. Right?
Okay, well, when it comes to Antifa, what group specifically? Give me a group you want me to disavow then.
The ones,
because we're talking about disavowing ideas and not groups here.
Sure. I want you, if you want to disavow something, I mean, I don't need you to disavow anything.
No, I'm just saying, I'm playing the same game that you're playing.
Okay. If you want me to...
Antifa's an ideal. What exactly do you want me to denounce there?
So
why are you denouncing
Antifa?
So is
white supremacy then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
and you denounce Antifa all the time.
Antifa is not an idea. Antifa is much
Antifa
more of a group.
Antifa isn't... What group? Give me the name of a group, Mark.
Antifa.
Antifa's not a group. It's an idea.
That's
like
you
saying
say.
White supremacy is a group. It's not. It's an idea.
All I know is if I go to Antifa.com, I come up with a Joe Biden campaign.
Okay.
So there you go.
I don't think that has any relevance to the question I asked. Give me an organization that is Antifa for me to disavow. Can you do that?
Apparently not.
Thank you.
Will you disavow all the protesters that are using the banner of Antifa to justify the violence they're committing?
There's a difference between protesters and rioters. I will absolutely disavow the rioting and the destruction of damage and the destruction of people's lives.
Well, I think that that's what's going on, and I think that that's what the president's upset about. I mean, again, I don't think that Joe Biden saying one thing or the other really makes a difference. I think that all the Antifa rioters or whatever we're going to call these folks that
let's call them rioters.
All right, all the rioters.
I mean, they could call themselves Nazis, and it wouldn't make them Nazis.
That all the rioters that are burning things down, that are going to vote, period, are going to vote for Biden, and it wouldn't matter if Joe Biden said every single one of them was a lily-livered coward. It wouldn't make the least bit of difference.
He would have said dog-faced pony soldier.
Whatever it is, it just doesn't matter.
So by that exact same reasoning, Mark, what did Donald Trump have to lose by saying, yes, I disavow the ideas of white supremacy? Because his white supremacist voters were going to vote for him anyway.
I would have really liked him to say that because the left media has just been banging on this drum all day because it's the only thing they've got.
They've been banging on it for years, Mark.
Disavowed him twice. Right there in living audio, you heard it. Disavowed twice.
No, he didn't.
It's not good enough.
He said, sure, I'm willing to.
It's not good enough for you. It's not good enough for the reporters. It's good enough for me. And
because you're ignoring how communication works. He said, sure, I'm willing to do it.
I'm not going
to
vote for Donald Trump. I'm a person in the middle. Like, I'm not going to vote for either one of these crooked old perverts, and I will not stand by while you lie about one of them. That's how I see it.
Well, you heard the clip. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I've always denounced any form of any of that. You have to denounce.
The president's more forceful comments regarding racism before leaving the White House. President Trump continues.
Joe Biden has to say something about Antifa. It's not a philosophy. These are people that hit people over the head with baseball bats. He's got to come out and he's got to be strong and he's got to condemn Antifa. And it's very important that he does it.
President Trump hosting a rally in Duluth, Minnesota tonight. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden returning to his roots with a campaign train tour. Biden saying about the debate.
I think it was just a national embarrassment.
And regarding any changes for the upcoming debates, Biden says...
The question gets asked of Trump. He has a microphone. He has 2 minutes to answer the question. No one else has a microphone.
USA Radio News. Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey announces the arrest of Deontay Lee Murray in relation to the ambush shooting of two deputies in Compton, California.
We've all seen the shocking surveillance video of the shooting and the heroic actions of the wounded female deputy as she drags her partner to safety. That video plus other compelling forensic evidence are the basis for this prosecution.
Murray set to be arraigned today in Compton. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia is calling on FBI Director Christopher Wray to resign. In a letter to Wray, Collins is accusing him of being unwilling or unable to bring accountability to the upper echelon of the FBI. Another player for the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID-19, adding to an outbreak that has caused the NFL to postpone the team's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And the dump button is already fully built. That's weird. I'm going to wait, though. We have calls online. We're going to stop arguing for a few minutes to actually go to those calls. But I don't know. I feel like we need to play the clip again because I don't think Mark understands what actually happened. And he seems to insist that Donald Trump, by saying sure, did disavow white supremacy. But again,
saying that
you're willing to do something is not the same as doing something.
Indicating your willingness to disavow white supremacy, which is just words, right? So using words to say that you're willing to use words is really close to using words.
But he clearly wasn't willing to disavow white supremacy because he didn't. He told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. Someone needs to do something about Antifa. So I'm willing to say the dump button is totally lost his mind.
Sometimes you have to refresh. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that then. Thanks.
Yeah. Again, I am... the fact that we're sitting here arguing about a half of a lack of a disavowment shows just what an S-show the whole thing was. That there was so little that occurred... that in the whole thing, that this is what everybody's making, and it's not just you. You're not the only leftist out here making a big deal about it. You know,
and I've noticed that you've gone further and further to the right in the last few weeks. Is it, Mark, that you're trying to anger the leftists who are now supporting me?
For what? Like on the show?
Tinfoil hat. Everywhere.
I'll take all listeners I can get.
I don't know if you would.
Welcome to Range, leftists.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got Max calling from Florida, watching on Twitch at twitch.freetalklive.com. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Anna, how are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm very good. Okay, I wanted to talk about the debate. It was a total mess. I don't think anybody won out of all of that. And I wanted to address the issues that all of you guys are having in studio right now. And, Aria, I know how you could disavow everyone of all of those. And Mark, you also. And the dude in the third seat, I don't know quite
Tyler.
His name quite yet. Tyler? Okay, yeah. So, okay. Rich Paul, I don't know if anybody listens to Rich Paul Tells the Truth on Friday nights, but they should. Because it's a great show. It happens after the show, and it's only online. But Rich Paul Tells the Truth on Friday night is incredible. And he's been talking about some certain things the past couple weeks. And so how we disavow all this, Aria, I mean, well, down here in Tarville, Florida, I'm starting a militia. And
oh, boy.
That's the anti-Antifa Proud Boys and Girls. So you're,
do you have
you're
a big Antifa
area.
Problem in Tarville?
No, it's the anti-Antifa.
I know, but how can you be anti when there isn't an Antifa in Tarville?
Anti-Antifa
well, it's
is
anti
fascism.
All of them. Yeah, right.
Is Tarville Tallahassee?
Oh, well, Tarville, you know, I got a call from secret location since I'm starting a militia, bro.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm sorry. I searched Tarville and it came up with Tallahassee.
I don't add the D to it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what he said.
I don't know.
Okay. Tarville.
Let him go.
It's okay. Around Sarasota.
Okay.
Anyways, we start the anti-Antifa Proud Boys and Girls. That disavows all of them.
And so we just make a club called the Proud Boys and Girls that disavow...
No, the anti-Antifa.
Antifa Proud Boys and Girls.
Proud
gotcha.
Boys and Girls.
Gotcha.
Disavows
why?
Everybody.
Just well, disavow everyone.
What? Don't we need a third or fourth or fifth militia now?
I would argue we need significantly more militias than just four or five.
Absolutely.
So... Thanks, Max, for the call. Good luck with the anti-Antifa thing. I would point out that Antifa stands for anti-fascism, so being anti-fascism is like being pro-fascism. That's kind of how language works. And
people just need to start calling it what it is and just say that you're anti-Marxist, right? I'm anti-Marxist, I'm anti-fascist, right? That covers everybody. That covers the extremes, right? And the people that, when you say anti-Antifa, I'm pretty sure you're talking about the Marxists, right? You're not talking about people that don't like fascism, because we're all in that right. same group. At least I hope so.
Yeah, I oppose fascism. I, therefore, am Antifa. And Mark hates me for that.
I think that Antifa is clearly a tarnished brand at this point.
I would agree.
And defending it is like a person who believes in National Socialism saying, hey, those darn Nazis just messed with the brand. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Just don't like it. But then again, you called yourself an anarchist Satanist, too, and I don't like that either.
Yeah. Well, we've also got Rob from Vermont calling. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen and ladies.
What's on your mind, Robert?
So, I listened to the debate last night. I don't have a TV at my house. I don't even have cable. You haven't had cable in over 10 or 12 years because I don't believe 90% of what they tell me anyway.
Okay, so what did you think about the debate?
I knew even before them guys came out into the light and walked up to the podium that this was going to be exactly as it was 4 years before this.
Sure.
Because Trump did the same thing, except he did it multiple times. He slapped all of the Democratic Party upside the head all the way down back and forth the whole 90 minutes. And he did exactly the same thing to Biden. I mean, it wasn't even a debate. It was more of a like a show. You know, and they were just taking shots at each other. They didn't share how they were going to try to straighten out America or what.
I don't think they could have. Right?
I wouldn't have expected that.
Right? I don't think that was what.
90 minutes. They wasted my time.
Well, you didn't have to listen to it.
Yeah, you could have stopped at any point.
You said you feel robbed
just like you.
You said you knew what it was going to be going into it, and then you decided to sit through it anyway. So, I mean, I don't know that they're really at fault here. I knew what it would be, and I gave it a shot and saw that I was correct, and I turned it off and started playing Minecraft.
Well, I was hoping maybe for something a little better.
From Trump and Biden?
I think we're all in that boat, Rob.
What do we have now? Nothing. Okay? So maybe something, you know, maybe something might pick my interest. But it didn't.
Yeah.
It was just a regular reality TV show is all that was, that 90 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's what Trump wanted to have. That's what he sort of knows. He goes to a strong suit, this bombast and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think that there was no way Biden was ever going to get any policy out, if that's what he intended to do in the first place. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that Biden exceeded my expectations in this, so I might
exceeded the safe doses of amphetamines
up here. For sure.
That may be the case.
Rob, thank you so much for the call.
This was like if the WWE tried to have a debate. That's exactly what this was. Trump's great at that. He was in the WWE.
He was in the WWE.
And I will give him this one point because I liked it. Okay, he pointed out that he is the only president so far in modern history that's willing to go after Big Pharma. And he's bringing down drug prices, and I think that's worthy of good note. Anyone that wants to go after Big Pharma, you get my kudos for that, right? You know, and then, you know, there's you know, Biden, he tried to dodge the fact that he didn't want to admit that he may or may not stack the Supreme Court if he gets elected, right? So there was a lot of ducking and dodging and talking over each other on both sides. The whole thing was a mess.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, I'm going to be doing an Edgington Post on it. I've got an interview set up. The Supreme Court, there absolutely should be an amendment to the United States Constitution that says the amount of Supreme Court justices that we're going to have, I don't care what the number is, as long as it's odd and as long as it's written down. Because
I've always just assumed it was. Is it not?
No.
It's unlimited.
No. So this is what FDR's crooked ass was doing, is he threatened the court, if they didn't rule the way he wanted them to, that he would come in and stack the court and add as many justices as he want, and you cannot have that. That's just not acceptable. I mean, Trump would be the one person that I would expect to just sort of, he doesn't care anything about the rules, as it were. So, you know, he would be the one person I would expect to come in and do that. But if Biden did that, in my opinion, that would be the time for a revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, that's when I'm calling for a revolution.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. The only show that's on national radio where you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as in freedom. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Mark, and Tyler. And we've been talking about the debate, and of course there's a lot more to talk about. Not as much as we would like, but there's more to talk about than just what we've been talking about. You mentioned that Donald Trump is taking on Big Pharma. I don't know because I don't pay attention to what the government does, but the part where I tuned out and turned it off was actually right after Trump said something about lowering
drug prices.
Yeah, but insulin prices.
Yeah, so one thing a lot of people don't understand about the pharmaceutical industry is that drug prices in America are exorbitantly higher than they are in most countries.
Yeah.
Most countries have way different intellectual property laws, and they don't have all these regulations that allow these drug companies to manipulate the prices the way they do. And he's trying to combat that, which is actually a pretty good platform point. And that's hard to do as a politician just because so much money is in Big Pharma. You know, so I'm not 100% familiar on the legislation that, or the executive order he passed or whatever it was, but essentially what he's doing is he's trying to make it so we can get comparable drug prices to other countries.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that Canada or India and these sorts of places can get so much lower rates on drugs than we can in the U.S. And to the point that there's an industry in drugs being moved from the United States to Canada and then moving them back to the United States and other countries.
Loopholes like that. Yeah, well, with With drug companies in the United States, almost over 50% of all drug innovations come out of the United States, which means that essentially we're the patsies for the world.
We pay for the R&D.
Which is getting exorbitantly higher every year as well, because we're getting to the point in society where it's really hard to find new drugs that we need. Like, you know, most of the big drugs that we use today have all been discovered in the 70s, 80s, 90s, right? So, like, you know, they have to dump billions and billions of billions of dollars into research, and a lot of the time they're not getting anything back. So what ends up happening is these pharmaceutical companies, they end up manipulating their drugs slightly. What they'll do is they'll combine two drugs, or they'll like change the dosage of one drug, and then that way they're able to extend the patent and then the monopoly that they have on that particular drug.
Or they change a molecule here and one there, and then suddenly you've got yourself a new drug, and it does what the other one did, only slightly better, or time released, or you know, these sorts of things. I will say that I take a drug that, if you get it in its regular form, is really, really inexpensive, like less than $10 a month kind of expensive, inexpensive. But if you get it in a time-released form in the United States, it's $750 a month.
Oh, wow.
And if you get it in its time-released form in Hong Kong, it's $50.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's, you know, and it's sad, and it's sad that it's taken this long for somebody to try and address this problem. And he's got an uphill battle doing it. Nobody wants to play ball with him, clearly, but it's definitely a necessary endeavor that needs to be taken, because, you know, there's like HIV drugs that you can get in Egypt, you know, for like, I don't know, $100 for the entire like cycle. In the United States, it costs $3,000 or more just for one cycle of it. And it's unfair that we're paying all of this money for these drug companies to survive.
I would agree. The Atlantic also agrees last night was a spectacle that was not worth watching.
So there are some websites that I have scooted off the table that I no longer look for any kind of show prep from. Uh-huh. And they're from the right and the left, Natural News. I don't use Zero Hedge. But Atlantic, also, I just don't use them anymore. They've declared what they're about, the nation. They've declared what they're about. And I just, you know, I don't want my spoon-fed left or right paradigm stuff. I will go ahead and say that the other side is often good at critiquing. The one side is often good at critiquing the other, though.
Well, anyway, now you get to sit through the Atlantic article. I was just going to mention it briefly, but yeah, we're going to do the whole thing now.
How could you do it? Atlantic articles are always long.
Actually, this one's really, really short.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Start with the supposed moderator, Chris Wallace. It became obvious 5 minutes in that Donald Trump's strategy was to interrupt, yell, insult, and disrupt as often as he could. I don't know why anyone expected anything else.
Yeah, no, seriously.
That's what he does.
That's what he does best.
The only failure, I think, of last night was that the moderator did not have a mute button.
Yeah, that was
the
big one.
What a glaring oversight.
Right. He should have absolutely had a mute button. Somebody should have been working those mics specifically. And basically, people should have been uninterruptible for their 2 minutes.
Yeah. This is a strategy that can only work if no one gets in the way of it, and Chris Wallace just let it go on. I'm not sure I agree with that assessment. I did see Chris Wallace attempt, at least on a few occasions, to tell Trump to shut up.
Yeah.
He didn't say it. That's what I would have said to Trump. Will you shut up for 5 seconds
Biden
so
did.
He can speak?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Biden said, will
I know
you
he said,
shut up,
shush.
Man?
Oh, did he?
He said, will you shut up, man?
I want a clip of that. That would be great. I want that to be my ringtone.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, Biden called him a clown at one point, right? And that actually did not help Biden. Biden should not try and go toe-to-toe with Trump, because he's just not good enough at it to do it. And, you know, he needs – and like, Trump's making himself look bad as it is, and Biden can make himself look bad. You know, to be honest, I think that both sides wanted it to happen this way, because both sides are now super riled up. The people that hated Trump hate him even more. And the people that love Trump, they love him even more.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine that there's very many people that watched last night and said to themselves, well, now I'm convinced, whatever it is. You know, I just
don't
think...
That's what I posted to Twitter about it. I was like, I don't know how anyone could have watched this debate and come away supporting either one of these two people.
Well,
as you said, it's the best ad for Joe Jorgensen.
That's what I'm saying. The winner last night was Joe Jorgensen.
Definitely.
I mean, if people aren't going out and ticking, after seeing that and ticking away on their computers searching third-party candidates they can support, I don't know what I don't know what's going to convince them.
I did see an article that said Google searches for immigration to Canada spiked right after the debate, and they went until 4 in the morning, and then it stopped, and then they sparked back up at 7 this morning.
Yeah.
People are like ready to be done with it.
Well, there's some, you know, frankly, Canada is arguably the freest place in the world. I mean,
well, it depends on the metric.
They also have pretty tight immigration. I think these people are going to be surprised when they realize that other countries have tighter immigration laws than we do, and they're going to be sorely disappointed that they can't just leave when they want.
It's also impossible for Americans to get into Canada right now, isn't it?
Because so you have to just sneak across the border in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll let you.
Sure.
Well, I'm pro illegal immigration.
If you're an illegal immigrant, then they'll let you in.
Okay, good. At least they get something right. So, the debate last night, not worth watching. I feel bad for anyone who actually sat through it. Mark, you have my condolences.
Mm.
I don't know how you managed to do
it. It must have robbed me of sleep last night because for some reason I am tired.
Were you stoned and it was just running in the background? I mean, how did you get through this? It was just two old people talking over each other for 90 minutes.
I just watched it.
I spent about 75% of the time laughing. I really enjoyed it for what it was, which was just a dumpster fire. And like, you know, just listening to all the comments of people chattering online, and we all pretty much like lost our minds at the exact same times just because of the audacity of these guys to just act like preschoolers, you know, in a tussle. It was ridiculous.
I hate that we call these things debates.
It's definitely not.
There was no debating going on last night. It was...
Well, I, for one, would generally consider the term debate to be a played-out term. Now, the Internet loves a debate, right? But to me, if we're not having a discussion about whatever it is, then there's no point in us having a conversation anyway. If the parties aren't willing to change their mind, then what's the point?
Yeah. So. I agree entirely. Well, they're not motivated to change their
minds.
Sure,
right? They absolutely couldn't change their minds.
Biden was lucid last night, and it's going to surprise a lot. I mean, a lot of these leftists, we had one call in last week. He had no idea that Joe Biden is more often than not completely incoherent. I just saw a video where he was talking about, you know, police brutality, and suddenly he's talking about some guy named John.
So
it says that John, what did he say? I can't let John get in the way.
What? Yeah, he did. John? John?
What are you talking about, man?
He did call for John as though...
you see that, sir.
It's his favorite saint. I don't know. I think that the Biden's clips are played up. I mean, it appears as though he has moments of incoherency as opposed to wandering around incoherent. Like, the right would love you to believe that Biden was, that somebody had their arm up his colon and using him as a sock puppet last night. I mean, somehow or another, he managed to put together a full-on, debate for such that it was.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know, but I would suggest that having a presidential candidate who just occasionally is completely incoherent is probably not good.
No, I'm not claiming it is.
And that's where we're at right now. The bully and the incoherent babbling person. One says the water is the wettest he's ever seen. Another one says that kids stroke his leg hair under the water, and that's how he learned about roaches. Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the freaking idiots. 855-450-FREE, as in free of any intelligence at all.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.